A word for you from Matthew 23 verses 6 and 7. And they love the place of honor at feasts, and the best seats in the synagogues, and greetings in the marketplaces, and being called rabbi by others. Here is Jesus himself warning us about the deadly danger of greed for power, greed for acknowledgement, greed for recognition. And of course, it was epitomized in the religious leaders of the day where Jesus lived. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, they loved the power to make people honor them, to get such acknowledgement that they feel very important. No wonder Jesus says that the one Pharisee went to the front of the temple, looked up to heaven, and thanked God that he was such a good man and not like the publican there at the back of the temple who was busy repenting and was justified by faith. You see, if you allow greed to rule you, it will kill you. All sorts of greed. We've looked at the greed for money. How Paul says to Timothy that those who are greedy for money, they fall in love with money. It is the root of all kinds of evil. And they wander from the faith. They pierce themselves with many griefs. The end of the Ten Commandments says, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, your neighbor's house, or his ox, or his land, etc. Now that means an attitude. It's not just an action. The thing is, once it is an idea, and that seed in your heart begins to take root, it will finally become an action. But even before that, God says you have sinned already if you covet, because you are breaking the first commandment, which is, you shall not have any gods before me. I, the Lord, am your God. And covetousness, for whatever reason, is deadly. Paul says to the Corinthians that person who is covetous, greedy, idolatrous, you shall not even eat with such a person if they call themselves a Christian. Of course, for sinners, that's their normal way of life. That is just the heart of man. But if you claim to have a new heart, but you still allow greed to rule you, other Christians must avoid you. Are you one who loves power, acknowledgement, crazy for the next promotion, you want more money? It'll never satisfy you. And that is why Paul says some wander from the faith and pierce themselves with many griefs. Are you satisfied in God? Does Jesus fill your heart?